Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, dreams are hard to come by. And I think Spotify, I really thank them, you know, I really do, you know. They did this little rap for me. I mean, listen to it. To my podcast. I want to say that this is the end of the year, so thank you. But you just heard what Spotify did, a little rap for me, so I really am grateful for what they've done for me. And I also want to say I am grateful to be able to make a record, not to mention I was grateful for the indie labels to release it. I was also grateful to be given that chance when I was younger several times, and I say this is true, to perform in clubs. And I was, you know, whoever I work with, the sad truth is that I didn't get to that next level. It's been a long time, you know. It's really hard. And, you know, I don't like to reminisce on anything negative or anything in the past. But I was looking at TV, and I was like, okay, there's all these old groups like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and Motley Crue. It just reminded me of my childhood. I got into music because I didn't fit in with other children, teenagers in Buffalo. I felt alienated, picked on, and alienated from society. And I was a goody two-shoes, so that's why I got into music. I needed to express myself. And after a traumatic event of being robbed somewhere in Buffalo and having a trauma, not able to go to college and people trying to tell me what to do and having a very bad experiences, I came to Hollywood. And when I came to Hollywood, there were a lot of people like me. They came from bad childhoods, or they came from broken homes and they were looking for that Hollywood dream that was... And Hollywood, before the dream can happen, the city of Hollywood is just a gateway to nowhere. It's just a typical city with a bunch of people wanting to make it, and so much competition. It was so dangerous. That's why I would say now to you, to those who are struggling artists or songwriters, or wherever you're in a small town, or you're in like Buffalo, or if you're in, or wherever, Kansas, or wherever you are, and you want to make it in as a Hollywood sensation or rock and roll sensation, yeah, a lot of people will just go to Hollywood or go to New York City, which are the places to do it. But for me, I went to Hollywood. I went to both Hollywood and New York City, which is near me, near my hometown. The reason why I didn't stay, it was just too overwhelming. It was too expensive. Homelessness was just no way out. And Hollywood was not as expensive. And it was sunny. It was far away. But still, it was very hard to do it. But I want to say, if you go to Hollywood like me, like I was when younger, all I can say is make sure you have some money before you come out here. Or since there's computers, they got computers control, you know, dominance, everything. They didn't have computers in my heyday. I would suggest look on the computer, look for apartments in the LA area. Find a safe place. You can find an apartment. If you can afford it, good for you. Talk to somebody on the phone to come out here. And also at the same time, have some money. Save up a few grand, $5,000, $3,000, whatever, so you can be in a hotel. And if you're in trouble or emergencies or whatever, hopefully not, then that's not going to happen, you know. You know, you have a place to stay in a hotel, and God forbid, you can go back to your hometown, whatever. But, again, so you can have money. But for the most part, you want to stay in Hollywood to make your dream come true. So make sure you have a few grand or whatever, enough money to go to a hotel. But first, find an apartment. If you can't find an apartment, just come out here, then go to a hotel and look for an apartment. You don't want to live on the street. You can't live on the street in L.A. L.A., just like New York, living on the street is horrific. I suffered more trauma than not. And I got into music because of my bad experiences. I wrote these lyrics when I came to Hollywood, actually, called Trauma, and I was homeless. So I was trying to find a place, and I had some free time, and I had this yellow pieces of paper, and I started writing a bunch of lyrics. And I didn't know where I was going, you know. I didn't think about making demos. No, I did not. That came a year or two later at the being in L.A., and then I realized, okay, I got some, you know, I was on a stage. I was in Burbank, and then I was in Hollywood. I was at a Hollywood club trying to sing as an artist, you know, one of those singing places where you go up and sing in front of people. I did that a lot because I couldn't find the right band. But one thing I did is that I wanted to make a demo. Here's my first demo. That, if you heard that song, that's on my Spotify. Spotify is, you know, allowed me because I was, you know, I was grateful after 20-something years of not able to release a song at all. In fact, it was a long period where I didn't release anything. That's why I tell to those who come out here, if they, you know, those, you know, have some money to come out here and have some, you know, have something to fall back on. Because I spent over 10 years struggling, and so I had to go back to college to have to try to get some career or something going. And, you know, the other thing is that to those who are struggling, who like I have been, There's going, unfortunately, in this business, the business of entertainment, that includes, you know, people in acting, you know, and music is the same thing. It's going to be a lot of starving days and starving nights, or a period where you will struggle. But the thing, the way to get it is to endure and believe in yourself. And you must have that belief forever, because it could take some time before you get discovered. Hopefully, you know, you guys will get discovered in a year or two, and you'll be like Poison or Motley Crue, or you'll be like some of those rap groups or rock groups or rap groups, or you may take you 5, 6 years or 10 years or whatever, or sometimes a lot of times it may take longer. But if you believe in yourself, you can do it. Because I was listening to, you know, those groups, and all I could say, they made it. They believed in themselves. So against all obstacles, and, you know, one thing is that rejections will come and go. It will be rejections. It's just, it's an automatic situation, unfortunately. But if you don't get rejected and you get signed right away, then good for you. But it's very hard. Very hard. Have something to fall back on. For me, I made that song Trauma because I was living in the streets and I was robbed in L.A. when I came out here. Someone stole some things from me in a homeless shelter, and then I moved out and I saw people getting hurt, and I could have got hurt too downtown L.A. Then I went up to Hollywood, and I saw some really horrific stuff in Hollywood, the middle of Hollywood, and how hard it is to be oneself. So that is what it is, unfortunately. My song Trauma, you know, the voice was a centerpiece because it was, I didn't care if I had a great voice. It wasn't about me having a great voice. It was about me expressing myself. And in my opinion at the time, rock music was about whether you had attitude or you had a scream, you had emotion, more than about whether you can actually sing. Because when you listen to the rock station, you see AC/DC, I hear Led Zeppelin, or I hear, it's about emotion so much. But I realized that was wrong. You have to actually know how to sing. And I would say that Trauma was a song that my voice was not as developed, okay? But it was good enough. I felt it was really good. My songwriting was probably not as developed. But Trauma, if you listen to Trauma, a lot of rock singers were singing like that who made it. It was similar to the grunge. If you listen to Garbage, who came in the 90s, if you listen to Smashing Pumpkins, if you listen to Nirvana, you listen to Pearl Jam, you listen to some of Guns or GNR, it was so similar to a lot of rock musicians and how they sang it. It was very similar. I was rejected by several small labels sending my CD. I did try to get the management route. No manager wanted to even consider me no manager didn't want anything to do with me. They didn't think I, not for anything, you know. They didn't want to represent me, and I was a songwriter. I was a singer and songwriter, so it was very difficult, and I went through a lot in those days. That's why I'm telling you as experience from going through that to those who come out to Hollywood just to have some money so you can have a hotel to stay in. Believe me, if I came out here in 91, I would have stayed in Buffalo, saved some money, came out here with $3,000-$5,000, and then been in a hotel so I didn't have to be on the street. So save your money, save a few grand so you don't be on the street. Or, since they got computers now, look for an apartment online from where you are, you know, in Hollywood. Or if you're living in L.A., then that's a different story. Look for an apartment and so on. And work on your craft. Write as many songs. I wrote so many lyrics. I wrote so many songs. Work on your craft. And the other thing that I did was perform. I knew I had to perform because I was a shy guy. I was shy. To go on stage at a little restaurant or to a little club on West Hollywood took a lot of guts, but I had to do it in order to be, in my head, to be discovered. I had to be on stage singing. They didn't sign me, so I had the misfortune. I wish I had the luck that Motley Crue or Poison had or Sheryl Crow had, Melissa Etheridge had. They were lucky. I was unlucky. I just didn't get to, no one, they didn't even consider me as a songwriter either. So that was the thing. But I believe in myself, and I kept that dream. And the knowledge, what really helped me was somebody told me all this before I came out here about all those struggles, about what could happen, about that dream and so on. But that's a dream that could take some time. But if you believe in yourself, you will make it. But 91 to 99, I was going all over the place trying to sing. I was making demos. I was trying to, I got, you know, labels, management. The rejections took a toll on me mentally. I already had, you know, problems from being on the street and bad experiences and other things. But to hear several people put me down, it took a toll on me mentally. I suffered depression from it, but I believed myself and, you know, kept writing. And he said, maybe my songwriting needs to be better. Maybe my voice needs to be better. So I evolve and evolve and evolve. But now it's like 33, 34 years. And, you know, but I am grateful that I at least got to indie label. But the indie label, Landra, or what was the other one? Just go ahead. They are great for promoting, get you out there. So that's a good. So I'm appreciative that I'm on Vivo. I was appreciative that I was on that MTV online thing. I don't have access. Maybe that's taken off. I don't know if that's on. It probably isn't. But I did not, you know, get to the big time. And that it's always going to be a thorn at my side. Probably a scar on my psyche. You know, you're doing all that and nothing to show for it. But I'm not giving up. You know, I'm still a songwriter. Now, the artist thing, at my age, I decided I'm not going, you know, I had to make changes with it. I'm not going out to sing, but I am writing songs. The only way I can be an artist is sing if I release it on record. So I'm fortunate to use my keyboard and sing on my own. I was also grateful that I met a producer who helped me arrange my songs and helped me visualize a song and put it together, rock and pop. So I'm so grateful. So, you know, the other thing about it, why I'm saying that is that a lot of artists are fragile, singer-songwriters, and there are some people who, they didn't make it like me and couldn't live with it. You know, they wanted to end their lives and, you know, life was over. And I felt that way, too. So that's why I'm trying to say you have to be positive and be mentally stable. You know, just deal with it and never give up. And also there's more to life. You know, making music is great. You can get to the indie label and believe that you can make it, but also realize there's a lot of life left. There's something for everybody, you know. Because whatever we do, it do come back to us in one way or the other. I spent all those years struggle, so hopefully it can come back. But it will come back to you, too. Remember that in some way. Karma does play a role. I do believe that. So it really is. It's painful, you know. I didn't make it, so 33 years of struggle and not, you know, getting to that level. But I'm grateful to be a professional. Professional, and I'm grateful to be on Vivo, and I'm grateful to at least got this level. And no matter what happens, I did the best I could. And I'm not giving up. It's a very difficult business. A lot of artists feel that way or experience it. A lot more like me out there, unfortunately. But Trauma was the evolvement of songs. But I wrote about my Hollywood dream song. about what I experienced all those years. And being a songwriter is so important. So I am a songwriter. I'm not giving up. So, you know, it's from the heart. Hollywood dream is so, it's time consuming to find a record deal, but, you know, the competition and knowing not, you know, the tragedies of people who didn't make it, what happened, and seeing people gave up. I was told somebody who had a Hollywood dream, they came from New York City, and I'm from upstate New York, so we come from the same state. And they were not out here to be a singer or somebody like me, or, you know, they were out here to be an actor. And they told me a few days ago that they gave up on their acting dreams. So I felt bad for him. But the thing about it is, it's so much time consuming. It's so time consuming. And I was reminded by a famous songwriter who he said that he spent 15 years of struggle coming to Hollywood. And he said, you know, it could take a very, very long time. It's very common. And the only way to do it is not give up, even if it's 50 years. You know, all I can say is I got to have a life. You know, life is too short. So go to college, do something, but I'm not going to give up my craft. But another thing they reminded me is that I should be proud of myself to be able to create. So be able to create and make a volume of work, a body of work that's good and it's very good. So it's very difficult. Going for the Hollywood dream is extremely, it can be intoxicating to go for it because it's like, you know, the glamour and everything, but it can be extremely traumatic because of how hard it is dealing with those rejections, the lack and all the hardships. Because I was chewed up and spit out. And then at the same time, my family, I wished I had done something since my father passed. And I, you know, it really was sad. He died when I was out here and I tried to go to his funeral and I couldn't get there. And then there was other things, so it's really sad. So I'm glad I can rekindle, but regardless of what happens or where I go or whether I leave or give up or whatever happens or I make it or whatever, I paid my dues. And it's really, wow, there's a lot of things that I was not happy about. I didn't get that gold record and I didn't get that Grammy. I didn't get to be recognized for my art, which I came out here for. I am grateful to at least try for it, and I'm grateful at least to still be alive. So with that, I'm grateful to, you know, to have a life, to know there's other things to do, but still I have that dream, and I have that talent. Yeah, not being recognized for my talent. Not just as a singer, but artist, but songwriter, it was painful. Yeah, the critique of me, you know, they say I can't sing, a lot of people, and I don't go by that. That's negative. I can sing. The songwriter, they criticize my songwriter. I don't care. So, you know, I can sing. I believe. It's a dream worth going for, but to have a common sense and awareness of what can happen. It's very difficult. I'm glad to be alive. Good day, good night from Deaf Night.